I thought we had a chance to take control of the football game early, you know, after that first drive, had a turnover there, and had to take advantage of it, and we didn't take advantage of it. Unfortunately, we had three turnovers, I believe, led to about 10 points, and kind of got us behind the eight ball, obviously, at the end of the first half. Second half, credit to them, you know, they made some plays, a couple long drives, and did what they needed to do to win the football game. We couldn't respond. Well, hopefully we'll have him back. Obviously, Stokely had a concussion, and we'll see how serious that is. I'm hoping Eddie Royal will be able to come back next week. He's got a chance. It was a bone bruise, not a bad ankle sprain. So hopefully that will clear up.
Mike, did you feel like the defense wore down there at the end of
the quarter? Their defense wore down?
Yours?
Yeah, I think so. I think we got a little bit tired. I think at the end we were trying to strip that ball, you know, when they were pushing. You know, just trying to strip rather than stop them. For obvious reasons, they were in field goal range. So I wouldn't count that at the end of the game, a few of those plays indicative of our defense. But they made the big plays, had that big run for a touchdown, had that pass for a touchdown, and we responded and obviously couldn't take advantage of it.
How do you think Michael Pittman did his first opportunity to
start? Well, he did a good job. Well, we'll see. I'll take a look at that film and got a lot of confidence in Mike. You know, he does a great job, and he better be able to step up. We only got two guys left.
Do you think that ball was catchable? You called the interference right in front of you there.
It was catchable?
Was it catchable?
You mean, did I think it was interference? No, I didn't think it was interference. I was right there, right on the spot. I'm not sure what it looked like on the replay, but I didn't think it was. In fact, being right there and looking at it, I would bet a dollar to the donut it wasn't, but it doesn't really matter. You know, that didn't lose us the game. We had opportunities to do things, you know, throughout the game and didn't get it done.
You talk about Gerard. He wasn't spectacular today, but he just gets it done.
Yeah, he makes plays. You know, the one quarterback draw he had at the end, you know, versus a blitz. Big credit to him. You know, shows you what type of athlete he was. We had him sacked a couple times and got away and, you know, got rid of the football and avoided a sack. He's a heck of an athlete, very strong.
Mike, you're up 7-3. You got a chance to win 14-3. Brandon fumbles on the 7. Do you think that's a play that kind of turned the game around?
Well, I mean, anytime you get turnovers, you get three turnovers in the first half. We've talked about turnovers. You know, how many times, but we got a couple turnovers, so we're still in the game and just going to close it.
Last year when they came in, you said that they beat you physically. Do you think that happened
again? Well, I don't think so. I think they had a couple big plays in there, but we had a chance to take control of the football game, and we turned it over. You turn it over three times, and it's hard to win those football games. We got two turnovers on defense, a couple sacks, and we just couldn't keep that ball going. But, you know, we got improvement on both sides of the football as well as special teams, and we just got to keep on working. You know, we know what our record is, and get ready for New England, and take it a week at a time, and show improvement. If we do that, then we got a chance to get better.
Mike, can you talk about the thought process on 4th and 1 right before the half going?
Well, I thought obviously we're going to get it. Just really not a bad choice on my part. I would have went for it again. Maybe could have chose a different play. You always second guess yourself on that. So I'll take total credit for that. Mistake. But, you know, later on, 3rd and 1, made a big play, got that ball down in the 20-25 yard line, and pretty much the same situation. So sometimes we're going to make them, sometimes we're not. And as you guys know, there was about, they had two or three timeouts left on the clock. There was about a minute. I thought we could get to 4th and 1, and I'll probably go for it most of the time. Hopefully we'll make them a few times.
Comfort for you on 3rd down without Stokely?
Yeah. I mean, anytime you lose guys, but I thought Martinez and stepped up and made some plays in there, and I thought, you know, for the first time, Daryl Jackson was back, and we had those guys play a lot of plays there in that second half. So, lost a couple guys. Guys got to step up. Unfortunately, we didn't get it done.
Wait, 47-48 yard field goal. You could have kicked, and you skipped. My guess. What was the thing there?
You're talking about on a 4th and 1. We decided to go for it. There's a minute left. Even if we do kick it, they still got a couple timeouts left, and it's going to run down the clock, either try for a touchdown or obviously, still got a chance to kick another field goal. You miss it, then you get second guessed.